Hey, it's Andrew here, and welcome to the Ecom Fuel Podcast, the show dedicated to helping seven and eight-figure brand owners build incredible businesses and amazing lives. And today on the show, we're going to be focusing on the amazing lives part of that, although it ties into incredible businesses too. I remember, man, when I was trying to get in shape years and years ago in one of my many failed attempts, I talked to my dad, and my dad was someone who growing up was just a beast. Like, the dude just has discipline coming out of his ears. It's kind of frustrating sometimes. He would get up 3-4 times a week at some unholy hour, go work out before he had to catch like a 6:30 bus to his work. And he did it for like 30 years, just week in and week out, year in and year out. And I asked him, I said, like, what gave you the motivation to do this? And his answer was really interesting. I thought it was going to be like, hey, I'd love to be ripped. I want to like stay in shape. I want to crush my friends at, intramural basketball, whatever it was. It wasn't any of that. He said the biggest thing he said was, I noticed that when I went and worked out, I would feel better that day and I'd feel more productive at work. It was something, I'm sure those other things on the health side were also, those are great things to have, all those other things I just mentioned. But his primary reason was it made him more productive and sharper during the day with work and otherwise, which I thought was really interesting. Anyway, all that said, I have, probably over the last, I mentioned this a little bit before, stuck with a good lifting routine for the last probably almost 3 years now, coming up on 3 years. Never even been remotely close to something that consistent throughout my life. And it's kind of been an interesting journey. I wanted to talk Cliff Notes from before, like started with a personal trainer to help me build the habit and build some skills, did that for about 9 months, and then kind of took it on my own from there. But even after that, man, if you like most things in life, anything health related or nutrition related, it's kind of crazy. These are such fundamental things to the human experience. And there are so many different opinions and counter opinions and arguments, and this way is right. No, this way is right for how you can do it. So it's been a pretty interesting and long journey for me in terms of dialing routine and schedule and format, what works and what doesn't. And I thought I would share some of the things that I've learned and settled on over that time through many trials and errors, false starts, long in-depth chats with Claude, in case it is helpful for you. For me, it's going to be different, of course, for everyone. I'm 43 years old, male. And so this is kind of a strength-focused routine. Will probably be different than other folks if you're looking more on the cardio side or your flexibility or whatever it is, or different stage or part of life. But thought I'd share a couple things that have been really helpful for me through thinking through that on the strength side in hopes of building a great life and also maybe bleeding over into your business, like my dad said. Quick thing before we jump in. If you're running a 7 or an 8-figure store and you're operating off the same playbook you were using 12 months ago, you might want to pressure test that a little bit. We recently published our trends report for the year. It's based on a survey of 300 store owners inside the Ecom Fuel private community, representing $3.5 billion in combined revenue. The traffic mix is shifting. The margin picture has changed. And a few things that we just all assumed were true just aren't anymore. The guide is free. It comes with a benchmarking section and appendix broken down by revenue cohort, so you can compare how you're doing to other businesses. And it's at ecommercefuel.com/blueprint. Blueprint is in, this is the way we're thinking about building, and you should be thinking about building businesses today. So check it out if that sounds interesting. All right, here we go. All right, so going to be kind of short and sweet, going to try to keep this fairly abbreviated. There's lots of information online, but just a few things that have worked for me. So on a scheduling basis, I think there's this kind of like, there's kind of this idea that if you're going to work out, you should get up at like 4 a.m, right? And get up and still dark out and get it done before the day happens. And the real serious people that get their health stuff done are, they're all wrapped up by 6:30, right? I've tried that a few times. I just do not have, I don't know if it's the willpower or the discipline, or I just like my morning coffee too much and chilling on the couch for half an hour, never been able to pull it off. So I have settled on kind of a 8:30 a.m. start time after I wake up, have some coffee, get to see the kids, get to see my wife, and chill out for a little bit to dive in and do the workout when I'm actually fully awake. That's been really helpful. Also scheduling kind of, I think having a For me, I'm a Monday, Wednesday, Friday, or a Monday, Wednesday, Saturday workout routine. I've got a little flexibility at the end of the week, but I really try hard not to miss that Monday, Wednesday. And I think that's important, like picking a time you really love, not that you feel like you should do it at, but having a really consistent schedule is crucial, and try to schedule stuff around that. Probably one of the biggest things I have found is, like, if you're doing strength-based work, there's kind of a couple different problems you face, or different formats you can do. You can do a full body workout, which is like every workout you hit different parts of your body. So maybe you do a pull exercise and a push, and then you do some core and then you do some legs all at one day. Or you can have days where you focus on certain parts. Like maybe you do an upper body day and then you do a legs day. Maybe you do everything's focused on a pull day and everything's, then maybe the next day everything is legs based or hinge based. And I have tried both, gone back and forth. And the thing that I have found that works really well is full body, at least for me. The things, if you were really serious about trying to build a ton of muscle and really make big gains, the kind of the focused body part sections, all upper on one day, all lower on the next day, I think can probably be more effective there. But the problem is, one, you've got to have the discipline to just be able to beat that part of your body into submission. One thing I love about full body is you work each section, you can kind of go hard for each section, and then you're done. You know, you don't have to necessarily do 4 or 5 pull exercises, and at the end, you just feel like you just been crushed by a mallet. And then you don't have to do it as frequently either. I think a lot of times with the focused body sections, you have to do those. Oftentimes, I was trying to do 4 times a week for a while, and that was just too much. It was just carving out more of my week than I was willing to give it. So settled on a full body routine, which I think is a really nice balance. But the one thing, when you think about, okay, well, that's great. How do I structure it? A lot of times people will set up a workout and they'll start doing it, and then they get bored of it after 3 or 4 or 5 months. And I think there's actually some validity to, you shouldn't do the same workout in perpetuity for 10 years. Maybe that works for some people, but I think it's good for the body to be doing different things. Like, for example, I mentioned I went to Colorado in a recent podcast. We did a trip down there, did some whitewater rafting. It was super awesome. And, you know, I was paddle rafting, so I'm rolling like crazy. And the next couple of days, my arm that I was rowing with just lit up, because I don't do that pattern very often, right? And almost to the point where it became immobilized, because it's just not used to that kind of abuse and taxing in that way. So anyway, varying things up, I think, is good for your body. But if you're anything like me, and if you're listening to this as an entrepreneur, an e-commerce, a business entrepreneur, I'm guessing we've got some crossover here. You might be data-driven. You might like seeing progress. You almost certainly like seeing progress. And varying your workout every 2, 3, 4 months, you lose the chance to see these gains that compound over a long time. And so I was trying to reconcile, like for example, seeing progress on pull-ups or bench press or something like that. So how do you, for a long time, I couldn't figure out how to get the best of both of these worlds. And I think I have come up with a solution that feels really great. And that is, you pick 2 or 3 exercises that are your core exercises, and those do not change. You keep those. So for me, that's bench press, back squat, and pull-ups. Those are my 3 anchors. And I do those every other exercise, every other time. One of those 3, you know, I do each one of those every other time I'm working out. And then all the other accessories, kind of the secondary lifts and the accessory lifts, those change over time. You can move those around. You can change them up, and it's good to. And then you kind of get the best of both worlds. You have these 3 that you can track over hopefully years and see progress from, but you also have enough variety to keep your body agile and flexible. So this next one is something that actually I've been considering and working into workouts very recently in the last couple of weeks. After chatting with a good friend who is a PT, she and her husband came over. We had all had dinner together and happened to end up, you know, see kind of the workout routine that we have posted in the gym and in the home gym at home. And she saw that most of my sets, as I'm guessing most people are sets of 3, right? You do an exercise, you do 3 or 4 sets. And she said, you know, I've been reading a lot about this. And oftentimes, especially if you're doing kind of heavier weights and lower reps, especially in the 6 to 8 range, that third set doesn't really do a lot for building strength. It's almost all wasted. And I was like, what? This sounds kind of crazy. And I didn't tell her this on the time, but I fact checked her with, of course, our favorite LLMs. And it turns out there's actually, you know, some merit, a decent amount of merit to this. It's not that I didn't trust her, but I didn't trust her. Or at least it seemed like too good to be true. I needed a second opinion if I'm going to overhaul everything. Anyway, And so what I have started to do is, especially for the heavy lifts, just do two sets. And for that third set, try to do something where if you are going to do a third set, change the angle. So if you're doing bench press, maybe you go to incline bench press. If you're doing pull-ups, you change from doing pull-ups to either neutral grip or to a chin-up. You just change the rotation. If you're doing back squat, instead of just doing a regular back squat, you do lighter weight and you do it much more slowly and hold it and some more time under tension. Anyway, kind of an interesting tweak that I think has some basis behind it and can either at a minimum, you know, give you more bang for your buck in shorter time or give you more time to do things that develop different parts of your body a little bit more thoroughly and efficiently. Another big part that I think can derail a workout plan is travel. I travel not an insane amount, but pretty frequently. I'm usually gone, I don't know, at least a week or two every couple months. And when you're in the same place and being able to hammer out the same plan and be consistent, consistency is so important. And I think a lot of times when you travel, either one of two things has a tendency to happen. Either you completely blow off the workout. I'm speaking from myself, and no one else does this, I'm sure. You either completely blow off the workout and you come back after a week or 10 days, whatever it is, or even missing a couple workouts. And the next workout, you feel it. It's a little painful. You can feel the loss of momentum. Or, you know, you're on a work trip or you're on a family vacation and you got to track down a gym and it takes 2 hours out of your day and it just becomes this huge pain point when you're traveling. And what I have settled on is instead of doing one of those two, trying to find a good middle ground where when you look at working out, it seems like deload periods where you lighten the intensity are actually really good for your training. It gives your muscles and your body a chance to recover. But the trick is not to completely slack it off, but to be able to do things just at a slightly lower intensity, lower weight, lower reps, et cetera. And so what I've tried to do is I have, you know, one or two fairly basic workouts that are largely body weight focused. So for example, like one of my favorites is just body weight squats, push-ups, and scissors, the absolute worst ab exercise of all time. You can do all those just, you know, with just your body weight. And so when I'm out and about traveling, I will just do one of those, can get it done in about 25 minutes, three reps of each one of those, three sets of each one of those. And it's probably about maybe half as taxing as a full-on workout. But the things that are nice are it gives the body a reason to say, hey, still need to train these muscles, still need to be doing this. It keeps your habit intact, which I think is maybe just as important, and still gives you those reps, but without as much volume. And it acts as kind of a natural deloading week, which is nice. Final thing I will add is, you know, if you have a significant other, I think a lot of times, you know, the two sides of a couple will do their own workouts independently. It's probably, you know, a lot of times it may make sense. You may be training for different things. But one thing I have really loved is working out with my wife, Annie, in the mornings. It's something we kind of started over the last 2 or 3 months. And we have to vary things sometimes, like from a weight perspective, from maybe a routine perspective. But we make it work. And it is so fun being able to do that together because you get time together. You get an hour together to hang out, to talk, to work hard towards something together. You get to chill during the downtimes. I'm way less likely to be a weenie when she is around, right? Like, you know, I've got longer breaks or wimping out on sets, less likely to happen when she's there, which is wonderful. And a lot of times in life, like life is busy. You know, how often do you get to just have, apart from like a date night, especially if you have kids, to have an hour to hang out with your significant other? It's not always common. Anyway, so it can take some tweaking. It can take a little customization. Maybe it's not the best of perfectly optimized 100% for each one of your health goals. But even if you just do it once a week, it's a super cool thing to do together, something we have really loved. You're definitely going to keep in the routine. Anyway, I hope this helps a little outside of the standard programming for the podcast. But like I mentioned at the top, I think this stuff is important. If you look at, I think from a lifting perspective, you don't have to. I think oftentimes people are like, okay, it's either gym bro or nothing. Either like, you know, I'm walking around with like, you know, little tank tops on, flexing the mirrors or nothing. And if you look at the data between longevity and muscle mass, it's pretty stark. Like there's a huge correlation between those two. So whether you're doing it for that, whether you're doing it for just for feeling, you know, feeling better as you work for a sport that you do, or maybe you're the gym bro who just loves how you look in the tank top. That's, you know, that's an option too. There's a lot of benefits to it. And I hope this is probably more of a, definitely more of a how to tweak a routine and optimize a routine. So probably not having to convince a whole lot of people, if you're still listening, that you should be doing it. But somehow you happen to make it this far through all the esoteric habit stuff and optimization. It's a good thing to invest in. It's worthwhile. And I hope a few of these things were helpful. Before you go, something came up in this year's data and research that I think is worth talking about. 53% of all store owners are taking a modest salary or taking nothing at all out of their business. More than half, no extra dividends, apart from a salary just to barely pay the bills, if that. And if you're one of those people and you've been telling yourself it's temporary, the data says the window for extracting capital is a lot narrower than you think. And the operators and owners who are doing it well are doing a few specific things differently. The Financial Mastery Series will walk you through all of that. Capital extraction, cash reserves, when to take distributions, how to think about building wealth outside the business. You can take the course for free at ecommercefuel.com/mastery if that sounds interesting and helpful. And if you're a 7 or 8 figure operator and you're looking for a community of people navigating the same kind of stuff, check out ecommercefuel.com. Work hard, venture often, and I'm looking forward to seeing you again next Friday.